Greetings again, Brother Steve, with the final message on our week's inspirations in 2 Peter. I'm going to read through this again, and then we're going to look at a few promises, or one promise specifically here that he gives us, and a few other words that we want to look at. 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to read from 1 to verse 11. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you abound, they make that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here Peter is exhorting us to add to our faith. And he says, giving all diligence to add to our faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. And then he gives us this very precious promise. He says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if this is what's in our life, if this is what we're striving after, if this is where we are, we will never be unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus. And so then it goes on, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. How precious is that to us, to that kind of a promise that he gives us, that we should never fall. We should, if we do these things, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. That's a very powerful promise. But he also, there's another word in there that he mentions several times, and it's the word diligence. Comes up first in verse 5, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And then he goes down through the list. And then again he says, verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. I'm reminded also of a verse in 1 John. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 9 through 11. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. There's that love, that brotherly love, but I think it's also a little deeper than that. I think there's the implication there. There's the charity, the sacrificial love in there as well. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So here he's giving the two extremes. If we have a love for our brethren, There is no occasion of stumbling in us. We are walking in the light, abiding in the light. And what does light do? Light shines our path. Light shows us the way. Light directs us. It makes it we can see where we're going. And he says, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. For him, he can't see where he's going. And I think we've probably all seen examples of that, you know, where there's divisions and there's strife. And oftentimes there's all these excuses, good-sounding excuses why this brother or that brother needs to be shunned or needs to be put away or needs to be disciplined or whatever. And how many of those cases is it just what he's talking about here, where there's a darkness that comes over, there's a blindness that comes over somebody because they're not walking in love. But also just to the seriousness of it, that when we are in that state, we really can't see where we're going. And we, most of the time, we can't even see that our own problem, you know, that this lack of love that's in our life. So it's very important to give diligence to these things, to add this faith, add to our faith these things that you know, we're not just, it says about if we, you believe that, you believe in God, you do well. I forget exactly how it says, but it says the devils also believe and tremble. So there's a belief, there's something that we can believe in God without really being saved or really being a part of that divine nature. But when we become a partaker of that divine nature, we can escape the corruption that's in the world, and then we begin to work this nature begins to work its way out in our lives. And when we are diligent in these things, we have the promise that we shall never fall. So I just want to bless you all. Continue to walk that way. Humble yourself before God. Walk in the light. And he will reward you in the end. Thank you for listening. God bless you.